We just talked like 2 weeks ago. Are you guys sick of me yet? Tyler Fry from Houston KRBE. Are you sick of me?
No, it's, absolutely not. It's always good to see
you. It's always good to see you.
Good to see you guys. It has been a busy, since we've talked, not only did you perform on the Ellen Show, which was huge. We'll talk about that in a second. But then you decided, I think when we actually talked, I was like, can you name the album? And you guys were like, no. And so now you waited and you told us the album, The Good Times and the Bad Ones,
baby.
So talk about it, and how excited were you to announce it and track listing and all that good stuff?
So excited, man. It feels crazy to just have it out in the world. People know the track list. People know the name of the album. Like, I feel like the name of the album really, like, sums up the album as a whole. And also just, like, this year, it's a good title, like, The Good Times and the Bad Ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's very true and relatable to life, I feel like. It just describes life as a whole.
Which the whole album, I would say, is in that same vein.
Very nice. So the Ellen Show, that was huge. That was big. Talk about that experience.
Ellen Show was crazy.
That was cool.
It's interesting because when we originally recorded the performance for it, we didn't know that it was going to be for Ellen. And then she let us know that she wanted us on the show. And we were like, hey, that's great. We've got this for you.
Yeah.
And it was one of our favorite performances of the song. It was really crazy, really full circle for all of us to come around. Like, I tweeted back in 2014, like, what if I was on the Ellen Show one day, and like Jack did
when
he was like
too.
8 or 9 beatboxing for Ellen, put it up on YouTube.
I think being on Ellen is like one of those things where it's like, if you're on Ellen, like, damn, like that's
like, kind
of like,
remember,
oh,
you know,
so I feel like that was an eye opener for us.
I remember talking just like with all of us back in the day, we were like, when we get on Ellen, like, we talked about
it. But it seemed like such a far stretch at the time, so it's crazy to actually be here.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, we were talking about that one show you put in Houston like years back, and now from there to now, you're one of the biggest pop bands in the world. How does that make you guys feel?
I mean, I don't even.
Wow, that's weird.
I still feel like a dude.
I feel like
some guy.
We're just some guys being dudes.
I feel like we always push to be better, you know.
Nah, so but for, like, also, I feel like it's just, we gotta hand it to the fans, you know. Like,
we make
the music and they take us places we never thought we would go. So they're seriously amazing.
It's a two-way street, baby.
Speaking about your fans, there's going to be some that are going to be popping up here and asking some questions. But before they do that, I just want to do just a quick random. Like, I feel like I know you guys, but I kind of want to know you a little bit more. So just a couple questions. Like, for instance, who's the tallest of the group?
Sorry. Cut out for a second.
Who's the tallest?
Me. Jonah's the tallest.
Who's
Jack
the shortest?
The tallest.
Jack. Jack's the shortest. Jonah's the tallest.
Who's the funniest?
Jack.
Who's the loudest?
Zach.
Actually?
Yeah.
Wait, ready to this test.
Who's who's the quietest?
Corbin?
Definitely maybe, not Corbin.
Maybe Jonah.
I'm just kidding. Probably
Jonah.
I feel like we're all pretty outgoing.
Actually,
though.
Yeah, we can be pretty quiet if
no
we need
really
to.
Quiet, to
all right. And now here's the big question. You're all five at dinner or lunch. You put your phones in the middle. Who's the first one to pick up their phone?
Corbin.
Probably Corbin.
Because his mom is calling.
Yeah.
Either Jack or Corbin.
I'm on my phone a lot, but I would probably pick my phone up.
I think me and Jonah try to stay off our phones.
Yeah. I'm somewhere
in the middle.
Yeah.
You never catch Zach on his phone, but he's on
screen time. Yeah.
I'm going to check my screen time. Just
actually, I'm
oh,
gonna
God.
Yeah, let's check our screen times.
Where are we at? Daily average, 5 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
That's a lot of time.
Oh my God, it's half the day.
I wonder what most of that is.
Daily average, 2 hours 41 minutes.
Dang. Oh yeah. Oh God, my daily average is 12 hours.
Put your phone down.
Yeah, it is, bro.
Wait, actually, that's the whole thing. Okay, never mind. That's
wait, actually.
What? There's no way.
Oh my God, bro.
No, maybe it's like running. It's right probably there. Running while
do
I'm not.
Do you stay
on
up
it,
all
right?
Night on Twitter?
What does it say I use?
Like, no, it says updated, right?
It says I'm using messages for 36 minutes a day.
Okay.
Really? Oh, that's for today.
Instagram 19 minutes.
Mm. Some messages
I don't know.
He's on the most.
12 hours.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, all I don't know if I believe it. Today it says 1 hour and 51 minutes.
Well,
I don't know.
It's still early. I'll tell you.
Anywho,
right, Whatever. Well, that's all the questions I have. So now let's bring in some of your fans, some limelights in here.
Hello.
I believe Sierra from the Woodlands. Sierra is up first. If we can, Sierra, you want to unmic your
Sierra.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. I like your background.
Vibing.
Thank you.
What show is that? That's like the first Houston show.
That was
like
taking you tour.
The first Houston show.
Oh my god, dude, that was like probably the smallest show we've ever played.
Yeah, that. Oh my god, that was an interesting show.
You're a legend.
What? Wait, was that the one with the old sound guy and the
mannequin?
Yeah,
at that show. That was that show.
At that show, the guy running our show, like on the soundboard, fell asleep and was like,
"Yeah, he did."
We thought like he was super old too, so.
Sydney, tell us what you remember from that show. Like, just like, were there any like highlights or anything?
Well, I was in like the front row. I mean, there was like 15 of us, but I was in like the front row, and Zach threw like his guitar pick, and I like jumped over, and I like jumped over like a whole bunch of people to grab it, and he was like,
"No way!
Oh my god, that's funny."
That's crazy.
I still have it.
Do you have a question for them?
Well, my question that I had was the same question that they asked me was, what was their favorite like part of the Houston show?
The Houston show?
Mine was walking through the crowd for our intro.
Yeah, we walked through the crowd up on a stage.
I remember that stage being so small, too.
Oh, God. It was tiny. I remember the backstage was literally just outside, out back of the venue. And above the venue, it was actual, like, apartments up there, and people were like coming home and like looking at us like, who are these kids sitting
here? My god, I remember the first time we walked in though, like, and like it said like tons of just bad graffiti on the walls too.
Oh yeah, I think
like
my favorite
was
part
like,
was
are
that
you
we
sure?
were
like, should
alive.
We even like allow fans to come in here?
Yeah. I'm just glad we all made it through that one.
Yeah. We all came out on the other side.
Yeah,
well,
but Sydney, for real, thank you for being there. Like, that's crazy that
that's
you're
insane.
You were at that show and then you're still on this call, like, that's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, Nelly Martinez. Nelly from Beasley. Oh, Nelly, you can.
Nelly.
Melanie Martinez.
What's up, Nelly?
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 What is one thing that a fan has done to you and it's been weird?
So many.
What a question.
Someone stole my slipper once while I was walking.
Taiwan?
Yeah, in Taiwan. We were leaving the show and we had like security around us, and this fans were all trying to like break through to us when we were going to the van. And this little girl comes just bolting through boom, and dives onto like the ground, grabs my slipper and just dips, like gone. And she gave it back.
I find it a little funny and weird because we'll stay at hotels and tour, and fans will figure out where we're staying, and they'll just like camp out in our lobby and hang out. And then like in the mornings, I like to wake up in the morning and like go get coffee. So I walk down and I always like say hey to fans or whatever, and they walk to the coffee shop. But it's always funny because there's a few fans usually that will like sort of tag along to the coffee shop and kind of pretend like they were going to go to the same coffee shop. And I'm like, yeah, okay, all right, that's interesting.
Remember
like,
when the fan was in your under your bed? She was hiding.
Oh, yeah, room. Zach. That did happen.
Yeah.
I just went to my hotel room, you know, grabbed a pizza, sat on my bed, and then
heard
like a little giggle down there. Yeah. I dropped my pizza. I literally dropped my pizza, and then I looked down, and the pizza was gone. I was so confused. Yeah.
No, we actually found out that the maid like let someone into his room at some point. I don't know. I bet the maid got paid. Like,
I know she probably got paid a lot.
She finessed though. Until she giggled, we would have never known.
Under my bed.
There was one time I was in meet and greet, and I gave a girl my piece of gum to throw out for me because she's a darling. And then instead of throwing it out, she chewed it. That's horrible.
Wow.
I think she tried to hide it, but I definitely saw her put it in her mouth when she walked away.
Yo, remember that one fan at meet and greet? That one fan at meet and greet that I think it was in Asia, and
she just grabbed our butts.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't. She just like, no, like I, it wasn't. It wasn't like no it wasn't question. Like a nice little like tap. No, it was like a
like a full on like clink, and you're like.
It was like the roughest.
And
thing
she just ever. Went through the line. Like we were all just.
Did she just take my right cheek off?
Yeah, that's exactly what it felt like.
Yeah, that was honestly. Yeah,
we could talk for so long about that.
That was a good question, Nelly.
Thank you, Nelly. All right, up next, Isabella from A-Leaf. Isabella, you can unmute your mic and ask a question.
Izzy.
Where is she?
What's good?
Hi.
Hey.
She's geeking.
Hi.
What is the best and worst thing about being in a band?
Oh,
the best thing
is the Agati Peller.
The hardest thing is having to deal with them all day.
Says you.
There's a feud.
That's so true.
I wouldn't say there really are any like worst things. Like
no, there's not really.
No, there's not. We all
feel bad for anyone else that's around us.
I promised myself I would never bring up this topic in an interview again, but Zach's farts. That's
jeez.
I would say maybe the worst thing is when we try to hang out and make time outside of work to hang out, and then stuff gets like put in our schedule or whatnot.
Everyone
not
farts.
What we were planning on
these guys.
People fart.
Why not?
They do
20 times a day. People. Before.
Not they don't wait to get in a van full of people. Anyways,
it means I'm close to y'all. I love y'all.
We've moved on.
All right, we got two more questions, and then we'll get to watch you guys do some songs. So that's exciting. And I know I'm going to screw this name up again because I asked for the first time. I already forgot. Luvia Herrera, Cinto City.
What's good?
Hi, my name's Luvia.
There you go. You're up.
One of the questions I wanted to ask you was what's one of the best things I did in quarantine?
The best things?
Yeah.
That happened?
We made our album for the most part during quarantine, so that was something good to come out of it for sure. And then, I started painting a little bit, which was fun, but it definitely gave us time to like hang with family and friends more, which I was thankful for. We hadn't We'd been on the road for a really long time up until this year, so it's partially been really nice, but then now we're kind of ready to go back on the road, and the world is not ready for us. So.
I've been ready. I just want to go back on tour.
I think they all want that as well. Mahi has the last question from Richmond. You can unmute and ask a question, Mahi.
Richmond!
Hello, I'm Mahi, and this is Hi, I'm Ishika. How are y'all doing?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
How are y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you, Ishika?
Thanks for asking.
I'm good. Thank you. Okay, so our family actually likes to travel a lot, and we know that y'all get to travel for concerts. You've been to several countries. But so our question was, if you would travel anywhere in the world that you haven't been to yet, where would it be?
Oh, hi. Brazil.
That we haven't been to yet?
Come to Greece.
Yes, that you haven't been to yet.
Yeah, Greece. I would say Greece.
Greece, Brazil, or Dubai.
Alaska. I also really want to go to the south of France.
Or Bali.
Alaska. Yeah,
south of France.
So, yeah.
I'm just going to say all those places are really, really pretty.
What the? You've been to all of them?
Yes, we've been to Brazil, Greece, and then Dubai. Yeah.
Out of all of them, which one was the best, though?
Well, I think Brazil was the best. Like our favorite country overall is probably Iceland or Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I want to go to both of those countries so bad.
One day, I hope so. They're really pretty.
Did you guys go to like the geothermal pools in Iceland? Is that what you guys did there?
I don't know if that's what they were called. They were called like geysers. So, we were there. Yeah.
That's so sick.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
One day.
All right. Thank you so much. And also, I have a great Thanksgiving and happy early birthday, Corbin.
Hey, guys. You guys are sweet.
You guys are the best.
Aww.
I'm turning 34. I'm really excited.
Have a great birthday.
All right. Why don't we? Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. When this whole thing is over, we cannot wait to have you back in Houston. It's going to be a packed show. We can't wait. Congrats on the song Fallen and the new album that's going to be dropping January 15th. We look forward to it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks, Tyler. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys. That's our virtual studio.